This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you here from Fort Loramie. It's our final regular season girls high school webcast of the campaign. The Fort Loramie Redskins, 17-4, winners of seven straight and 2016 Shelby County League champs and defending state champs in 2015. Having gone to the state final four years in a row, take on the Marion Local Flyers. Marion Local checking in at 10-10. Losers of four in a row, 6-8. The Flyers do own big wins this year over Salina and St. Mary's. Suffered tight, close losses at the hands of Anna, Minster, and New Knoxville. It's a dangerous club. It did graduate seven seniors from that team a year ago, Chuck. Allie Toby was outstanding. Marion Local beat Fort Loramie in a hard-fought physical contest at Maria Stein one season ago. But Marion Local did suffer severe graduation losses. New head coach after Treva Fortkamp guided the reins for 17 years at Marion Local. Beth Stribe, seven-year JV coach, is the mentor of the program. And she said that she's coached much like Treva, hard-nosed physical play, man-to-man most of the time. She'll change up and go zone. And she'll push the ball up and down the floor. Expect Fort Loramie, which has been on a roll so far the last 3 or 4 weeks, to be able to push the game and play up-tempo. Marion Local might be selective, shooting some shots, hard to tell, but Marion Local will certainly want to pound the ball inside to six-footer Emily Mesher.
Well, that's going to be the key for them, is that they can, A, beat the pressure of Fort Laramie's half-court, full-court, and three-quarter court defense, because they will trap you any place on the floor. But if they can get it down there and get the ball into the big girl inside, that does give them a chance to stay in the basketball game. They play a tough schedule, and don't be deceived by their record.
Exactly. Well said. This is a dangerous foe here tonight for Fort Laramie. The 10-10 could easily be as good as 14-6. It's a team which has battled through attrition, illness, and injury the last several weeks. And it's a club that wants to go into the tournament feeling very good about itself. Next Wednesday, Marion Local plays Hardin Northern in round one of district play in the Northwest Ohio region, which does feed the Southwestern regional tournament at Tippecanoe. Marion Local was upset last year in the regional semifinal, or the Flyers would have gotten an opportunity to play Fort Laramie in that regional championship game, but the Flyers were knocked off. I recognize a face on the Marion Local bench, Maria Moeller, JV coach for Marion Local, former star for the Flyers on the hardwood, who then went on and enjoyed a tremendous career at Ohio State.
Well, it's always nice to see somebody make it, go to the big school, and then come back and give back to the community. And I'm sure she gained a whole lot of knowledge. And their JV team really wasn't competitive tonight, but it certainly was doing the right thing. She had them in the right spots. She was telling them the right things to do. Sometimes it's just not your night.
Right. This, by the way, is game 1003 for us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Game number 1001 was Saturday afternoon when Fort Laramie beat Houston, while Anna was losing to Jackson Center. Thus, the Fort Laramie Redskins, under 17-year head coach Carlos Siegel, became the Shelby County League champs. Rightfully so, Fort Laramie playing the best of any team in the county here at this point in time, as head coach Carlos Siegel whips her club into shape, like always, in late January and February, heading down the tournament trail, which usually continues well into March for Fort Laramie. Redskins, a month and a half ago, Chuck, were getting 20 points from Jessica Berger, and not much more than 15 from the rest of the club. Now Jessica is getting her average 16, 17 a game. The rest of the team is putting through 30 to 35 points. Wow, what a sight to see for Fort Laramie.
Well, they had 35 out of Fry and Berger in their game against Houston. 27 more points from the young ladies that are considered the role players. What I'm impressed with, early in the season, the perimeter play of Fort Laramie was not very good.
Right.
And I think Coach Siegel would be the first one to admit it. Trying to find the right rotation, trying to find the right combinations, and you knew she was going to, because she does it every year, and they've done it again this year. Caitlin Lukey, Taylor Gasson, Rayon Fry, Olivia Quinter, those young ladies, and then Hattie Meyer, they have become quite the rotation on the outside, and it's taken the pressure off of Berger to not have to be the ball handler, the defender, and the scorer. And I think that's where she went through that swoon in about a 4 or 5 game stretch, mm-hmm. where she didn't score very well, and now the other ones are taking some of the pressure off of her, and she can play like she knows she can.
The young ladies you just noted for Fort Laramie, in addition to Jessica Berger, are making outside jump shots now. They've got confidence. When open, they're looking to score, and they're valuing the basketball. Fort Laramie turned it over frequently first half of the season, not so much now. And the key to advancing deep into the tournament is maximizing your possessions offensively, cutting down on the mistakes, getting good shots when you do have the ball, and you don't make those live miscues, which lead to runouts and baskets by the other team. And Fort Laramie's doing all the right things now at the right time. Carlos Siegel's got to be very pleased about her team's progress, especially over the last, 5-6 weeks?
No, they've been playing really well. They lost that first Anna game. They had the lead, and it was at Anna, and the pressure on the outside turned that game around, and Anna ended up winning it by a point. When they just played them a couple of weeks ago here, that pressure didn't bother Loramie, and Loramie double-digit lead most of the second half.
Chuck, I think this is a well-timed contest for both schools. Marion Local does not head into tournament play till next Wednesday. And Fort Loramie does on Saturday afternoon. It's game three at Sydney at 4 o'clock versus Riverside. But to have a game on Tuesday before the Saturday the tournament starts, I think is a fine tune-up chance. You really don't want to go 7 full days from Saturday to Saturday without playing. I think this game was scheduled with a purpose, and it should work out well for both teams.
Well, I think for Loramie especially, let's face it, the Sydney sectional has never been a challenge for them. I don't see it being a challenge again this year. So they're going to play a good basketball team tonight, and that's the last one they're going to play for probably 3 games before they get to the district. You don't want a whole stretch where your kids start getting bad habits, which Coach Siegel won't allow them to do.
Exactly.
But you can get some bad habits. You can start coasting a little bit. And a game like this is going to help them stay focused.
Mm-hmm. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight for this Fort Loramie Marion local game, including Fort Loramie game-specific underwriting support from M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Tom and Jerry's in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place all your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's, Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at Tom Jerry's, TomJerrys.com. And so many thanks here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com to a couple of new underwriting sponsors, including the Francis Schultze Company. Francis Schultze on Range Line Road in Rushi, the leader in building products. Thanks so much to Francis Schultze Company in Rushi, one of the fine industry in the Upper Miami Valley. Another good reason why Rushi, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio are a good place to work, earn a living, raise families, and receive an education. Thanks so much to Francis Schultze Company in Rushi. And Sydney Car Care on 4th Avenue in Sydney, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. So many thanks to Todd Brown and Corey Shreves, co-owners at Sydney Car Care. More than 40 years of auto repair service at Sydney Car Care from Todd Brown and Corey Shreves. Marion Local Flyers, the road team, attired in blue from top to bottom. Of course, Fort Loramie in white with red and black trim. It is senior night here at Fort Loramie. Head coach Carla Siegel was so congratulatory to her seniors, and she identified them and their parents. They were out on the floor about 20 minutes ago. Taylor Gaston, Olivia Quinter, Maddie Brandeweed, Jessica Berger, Katie Hoing, and Holly Fry. She addressed them and said they've been fine student athletes, good community members, outstanding family members too, and it's been an honor to coach them.
Well, I think one of the most impressive things she said was all of them had been on the honor roll their entire high school career.
You can't beat that. Starting lineups are next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Starting lineups being introduced for these two teams. Emily Mesher in the post for Marion Local, leading scorer, 13 points, 9 rebounds, 6-footer, and a senior. Allie Preter at a guard, 5'6", senior, 7 points a game. Macy Griesdorn at a wing position. She is a 5'8", junior, averaging 6 points per contest. Chloe Bertke starts, 5'8", a junior, along with Jesse Kramer, a 5'7", junior. As we noted, head coach is Beth Stride, previously 7-year junior varsity coach under Treva Fortkamp at Marion Local. Treva was there 17 years as the head of the program. And she enjoyed an outstanding career coaching Marion Local girls basketball for quite a few excellent seasons. Fort Boyne Redskins now being introduced. As the music plays, Redskin fans across the way on their feet, clapping in unison. Taylor Gasson, 5'7", senior guard. Caitlin Luke. Caitlin, a 5'6", junior guard, joins Gasson in the backcourt. So it's Taylor Gasson, Caitlin Lupke up front, Jessica Berger, 16 points a game, 5'10", a senior. Katie Hoying, 5'11", a senior at the post. And Holly Fry, 10.5 a game, 5'9", a senior at the power forward spot. Holly Fry, Chuck, in terms of point production, has really kicked it into gear. And if she can get double figures on a regular basis, that's a tandem of she and Jessica that will make it very difficult for any defense to guard.
Well, yeah, I mean, she takes some of the pressure off Jessica, and I'll tell you, Jessica Berger finds her in the lane as well as any combination I've seen, and that was on Saturday. She must have had 10 assists.
Yeah, Jessica assisted Holly Fry frequently in the Redskins' win over Houston on Saturday at the Wildcats gym. Opening tip to start the game deflected by Berger, rolling near side of the floor, out of bounds, and Marion Local will play it in. Flyers are moving from left to right on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Dribbling up ahead, Jesse Kramer, 25 feet away. Her last name spelled just like mine, K-R-A-M-E-R, no relation. Kramer, a 5'7", junior. Hands it off to Bertke, a 5'8", junior. Bertke, 20 feet away. Goes baseline, inside the arc, jump, shoot, shot blocked, out of bounds off Fort Loramie. Good defense by the Redskins. Flyers will inbound it below the rim. Hoying on Mesher in the paint at the moment. With the ball 25 feet away, it's Allie Preter. Hand off to Kramer. Ball loop near side to Bertke. Holly Fry comes out to greet her. Flashing into the post is Mesher. Mesher catches the ball, turns with the left hand, in and out, no good. She banked it, a little too much oomph on it. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Katie Hoying, deep left corner, Jessica Berger. She roams on top. Let's check out Marion Local defensively. Looks like a zone, Chuck.
Yeah, they're playing a 2-3.
Uh-huh. Straight away, Gaston, right side, Caitlin Lupke. Deep in the right corner, Berger, who crossed over there from the left side of the floor. Drops it off down inside to Fry. She bobbled, saved it right back in bounds to a Flyer. Here comes Marion Local's Bertke, dashing into the forecourt. Gives it up behind her to Preter. Long cross-court throw to a teammate. Here's a baseline drive, short by Griesdorn, hit the underneath side of the glass. Bounced away to Berger, quickly down the floor to Gasson, underneath to Fry. Fry catches and scores.
Ran the floor well that time, got an easy basket.
Holly Fry made it look simple. Gasson, the final pass to her. It took just two quick passes to get the Redskins down the floor into scoring position. Here's a shot by Marion Local behind the foul line. Preter missed a 16-footer. Redskins got it, then threw it away. Marion Local with a steal at the timeline. Close to 2 minutes gone, opening quarter. Fort Loramie in a man-to-man. 2-0 Redskins. Here's Preter, dribble drive, right baseline, circles back out, Lupke all over her. Pass thrown to Mesher at the mid-post. High right to Preter, right back in the corner to Burtke. Thrown on top to Kramer. Into the middle to Mesher. Thrown to a three-point shooter, Burtke, outside the arc in the right, way short, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie again, the Redskins mishandled it. Marion Local got it, and the Flyers are tied up immediately, and the arrow favors Fort Loramie. In the game quickly for Fort Loramie, Olivia Quinter and Maddie Brandewey. Olivia, a 5'5 senior, and Maddie, a 5'7 senior. Here's Gasson at midcourt, dribbling against the zone, and Marion Local on top to Berger. It's a high screen from Holly Fry. Jessica goes down the lane, off balance, banked it, missed it, no good. Rebound by Marion Local. Here's Berger over guarding in backcourt as she tried to pry the ball loose from Jesse Kramer and fouled. 5:22 to go in the first, 2-0 Fort Loramie. Game off to a slow start.
Jessica's had kind of a tough start to the game. She's got two of the three turnovers and missed an easy one down at the other end.
Kramer 30 feet away with the ball for Marion Local. Flyers in the road, blue, gold numbers. Here's a double team, far side of the court against Burtke, and Burtke loses it. It rolls away, picked up by Quinter, down the floor to Gasson. Gasson out back to Maddie Brandewey, to Berger on top for Fort Loramie. Redskins up 2-0. We played 3 minutes. Gasson, baseline left. Here's a drive to the rim, but Brandewey, no good, crammed out of bounds by the Flyers.
I like to see Brandewey be active offensively.
Brandewey inbounding right of the rim. Tries to find Berger in the paint, not available. Then sends it out on top to Quinter. Olivia dribbles against Berkey. Right side pass to Gasson. To the short corner to Brandewey. On top to Quinter. She dropped the pass. It goes to Marion Local. Another mistake, Fort Loramie. Rushing down the left side is Kramer. Out back to the three-point shooter, Preter. Off the iron, no good. Long rebound, Fort Loramie. Holly Fry the other way. Pulls up, lays it in. Wipe it off the glass. She shuffled her feet at the last second.
That is five turnovers for the Redskins and four of the five unforced.
Redskins suffering from a little lack of concentration here at the outset of this game. 2-0 our score. Marion Local has not scored a point yet. Redskins defense has been very good. Here's Burkey, dribble drive into the right corner, baseline, checked by a Fort Loramie defender, foul called. Inbounding baseline right for Marion Local, and the common foul is Jesse Kramer. Out back it goes to Preter, to Mesher in the lane, back to the basket, goes to work on Hoing, doesn't shoot. Gives it up, gets it right back, she's doubled. Sends it on the arc, then gets it back again. Turns, banks it from 8 feet, no good. Hit the glass, rim, caromed off, rebound Fort Loramie. Long throw down to Berger in the right corner. She sends it cross court right to a Flyer player, intercepted. 3:49 to go first quarter. We're stuck at 2-0 Fort Loramie. Here's Jesse Kramer near the timeline. Guarded closely now by Hattie Meyer. Good defense by Hattie, who's in off the bench. And the 5'8 sophomore causes a bad pass out of bounds off the Flyers. Neither team right now, Chuck, showing the focus the head coaches desire.
Well, Carlo just said to Jessica, she came off the floor, play the game.
Here's Quinter, 25 feet away. Rolls off a screen, lets it fly from three-point land, and makes it. Good-looking shot by Olivia Quinter. She's back, Chuck, after suffering mononucleosis. And, boy, she can be a scorer for Fort Loramie, a young lady that you don't let go. If she's available, she can knock down shots, and she's back at full strength. Here's Marion Local working the ball down inside. Good feed by Preter to Mesher on the block, low right, point-blank range. The five-foot banker up and good. Flyers on the board with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. 5-2 Fort Loramie. Here's Quinter steering her way into the left corner. Into Hoing, low post left, Mesher with a reach-around foul. Like to see Olivia Quinter and Taylor Gasson
take the outside jump shots when they are left open. Quinter was a good scorer as a junior, and she started the season okay. Then she got sick, and I think that hurt her a little bit, but she looks like she's coming back into form right now.
Yeah, 17, 18 feet. Those two young ladies can make shots. Here's Brandewee catching the inbounds pass, driving across the lane, missed it with the left hand. Rebound no good by Holly Fry. Maddie back up and in. Maddie Brandewee, second chance by her in that sequence, and she nailed it. Persistence on the glass. 7-2, Fort Loramie. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Mesher's got the ball 30 feet away, throws top of the circle to Sarah Fessenmeyer, who's in now. She's a good substitute off the bench for head coach Beth Stribe, 6.5 points a game. We've got a foul against Fort Loramie, which went for a loose ball too aggressively.
That was the correct call. It was just about 3 seconds after it happened. So I think he thought about it and went, yeah, I got to call that.
2:20 to go, first quarter, 7-2 Redskins. Baseline right of the basket. Berkey to inbound it for Marion Local. Throws it top of the circle to Natalie Ruthman, who's in now. Ball thrown to Mesher in the post, back to the basket. Baseline left, it's fed to Reithman, back into Mesher. Oh, look at her go to work with the left hand. Up and in around Holly Fry. Two straight field goals by Mesher. 7-4, Fort Loramie leads Marion Local.
Well, they're throwing the ball down to run the block. She throws it back out and then backs herself down a little bit closer each time.
Uh-huh. That's the way you get it done in the post.
It is.
Deep in the right corner, Berger. On top to Hattie Meyer. Left side pass goes to Caitlin Lupke. She's crowded at the short corner. Tries to weave the ball beneath the basket to the opposite side of the floor. And Marion Local jumps the pass, ties it up, and gets the arrow. Token pressure by Fort Loramie in backcourt. Now Hattie Meyer relents. Dribbling up, Natalie Reithman for Marion Local. 30 feet away, being hounded by a couple of players. And needs to find a teammate to get it to. Whisks a pass off on the play to Mesher, and a timeout is called by the Flyers. 1.5 to go, first quarter. 7-4 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
So many thanks to Goffney Furniture in Sydney, located at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Outstanding high-quality furniture priced just right always at Goffney Furniture, which will treat you to great savings. Go to the website, GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com, for even more savings. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Well, as we were highlighting Goffney Furniture here on scoresbroadcast.com, Jesse Kramer potted a 15-foot jump shot for Marion Local, which is now within one at 7-6. Minute to go, first period. Rayanne Fry on the court now for Fort Loramie. Ball thrown to Hattie Meyer outside the arc on the left. Long triple try. It caromed off the iron. Rebounded by Marion Local. Knocked out by Fort Loramie as the Flyers race the ball down the court. 45.3 to go here in the first period. 7-6 Fort Loramie. Marion Local inbounding. Cross-court pass. Fed on the play to the Flyers. Natalie Reithman, who's in, now thrown to the near side, deflected by Fort Loramie, rolls into backcourt. Flyers trace it down. Good hustle by Reithman, and she circles her way back up the floor. Double behind the timeline, picks up her dribble, makes a wobbly pass to center court, and let's see what has been called. A 30-second timeout by Marion Local to salvage the possession with 25 ticks on the clock late in the first quarter. Fort Loramie up 1-7-6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
On the Dickman Supply scoreboard, Fort Loramie 7, Marion Local 6. Clock running, 24-23 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Flyers ball at midcourt. Handling is Natalie Reithman. Mesher comes out 30 feet away to catch. Allie Preeter's got it. Deep right corner, drives, and Hattie Meyer with 10 to go in the quarter. Now way back out on top where Berger swipes it. Pickpocket by Jessica. She storms down the floor all the way to the rack with the left hand. Challenge near the end and missed it short. No good. Marion Local dragged down the rebound as the buzzer sounded, ending quarter number one. Fort Loramie 7, Marion Local 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.OH.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. From Fort Loramie, Redskins lead the Flyers of Marion Local 7-6 after a quarter. Chuck, in years past, this game has been played in the heat of the regular season, obviously a non-league game, Shelby County League versus the Midwest Athletic Conference. I think maybe the timing of this game, in part, is the reason for the sluggish start by both teams.
Well, we saw one a few years ago of Marion that was in the 70s.
Yeah, we did. Sure did. That was a cliffhanger. Tremendous game. You're right. Fort Loramie won it. Regional game at Tip. One of the most terrific girls basketball games I've ever seen. The place was so loud at Tip. My goodness gracious. Yep, Fort Loramie with a steal. Marion Local in the forecourt. And the Redskins stole it back. Good pass down the floor to Quinter. Look at her go with the left hand. Wow. Left-handed shot by Olivia, full speed ahead. Barging in from the left side of the floor. Made the layup on the runout. And she's got a three and a two so far. 9-6 Redskins, first minute of the second period. Here's a loose ball. Marion Local can't handle, top of the key. Taken down by Gasson, up ahead to Hoing. Left corner to Addie Meyer. On top to Gasson, outside the arc on the right to Berger. Berger on the bounce, near side to Quinter. She chucks up a long, high archer, three-point territory, no good. It hit the back brace and kicked out to Preeter for Marion Local. Spotting up and shooting the three for the Flyers is Fessenmeyer, way short. Rebound taken out of the air by Fort Loramie. Long heave down the floor to Quinter. Look at her go again. It's good. Olivia took the lob pass and scurried the last 30 feet once more with the left hand.
Yeah, she's living with that left hand. That's impressive.
Outstanding contest tonight by Olivia Quinter. As we mentioned several minutes ago, good to see her back going strong after a bout with mononucleosis. Here's Marion Local with the ball down five. Baseline right, short shot, put up, missed too hard by Preeter. And she shuffled the legs anyway, would have been a violation.
Yeah, I think he said he put two hands on the basketball when she made that move to the baseline.
2 minutes gone, second quarter, 11-6 Fort Loramie. And seven of those 11 have been notched by Olivia Quinter, who's got the ball deep in the left corner. She lets it fly again. Tried to bank this one. No good. Rebound foul line by Gasson. Back out to Quinter. Quinter throws it cross court to Berger. Jessica's got the ball in hand. Jessica hasn't scored yet, has she?
She has not.
Berger dribbles, picks up the dribble between the circles. Throws right side to Quinter, back to Berger, back to Quinter, left open. Foot on the three-point line. Look out, she's got it again. Olivia, oh, was it two?
It was Gasson.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it was Gasson.
Yep.
I've got the Olivia Quinter antics going on right now. That was Gasson. It was 10, not 12. Nonetheless, big field goal by another Fort Loramie guard to give the Redskins a 13-6 lead as Marion Local throws it out of bounds in the corner. Again, the combination of Gasson Quinter, which was there last year, is back.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Gasson's got a real nice shot.
Here is Gasson, fakes top of the circle, enters the lane, feeds baseline left to Quinter, 10-foot jumper, hit the ring, rebounded by Marion Local. Here come the Flyers, Preter down the floor, hands off to Jesse Kramer. 3 minutes gone, second quarter, 13-6 Fort Loramie. Here's Mesher, high post, double teamed. Gives it up on the arc to Kramer. She overshoots. Weak side rebound gathered by Berger of Fort Loramie. Chest pass up the floor to Gasson. Back to Berger between the circles. Near side to Quinter. Quinter throws to Maddie Brandewee. Mesher strikes it away from her. Steal by the Flyers. Kramer outlet to Preter. Hitting Mesher at the foul line. Steps beneath it and banks in a 12-footer. Well done by Emily Mesher of Marion Local. How many field goals for her so far, Chuck?
She's got 6 points, six of the eight.
4:17 to go first half. Here's Holly Fry flashing into the lane, catches the pass from Berger, then drives up and under for Holly Fry. Good goal by her. She didn't settle for that 12 or 13 footer. She put it on the deck, had an open alley to the rim, and notched the bucket. 15-8 Redskins. Here's a cross-court pass into the lane for Mesher. Knocked away by Fort Loramie. Flyers get it back, though. Ball thrown right back in the middle to Mesher. Holly Fry creates the turnover. She bats it free. It goes to Gasson. Well, you go to the well once too often, that pass is going to be telegraphed eventually.
Right, and they tried to throw it from too far out.
Here is Quinter, far side, near side to Berger. 3:33 to go, second quarter. And head coach Carla Siegel for Fort Loramie gets a full timeout. Redskins up 7. Just over 3.5 to play here in quarter number 2. Now, Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on the walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go all around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins-USA.com. Redskins ball. Hattie Meyer on the floor. Gives it to Brandewee outside the arc on the left. Ball is rotated around to Berger in the right corner. She sinks a long one, but a moving screen well before the shot.
And they caught it on Hoying.
Katie Hoying picks up the foul. Marion Local possession, 15-8. Flyers behind to the Redskins, who put on pressure in backcourt. Dribbling up the near side, it's Kramer, bothered by Hattie Meyer of Fort Loramie. She goes all the way to the corner, comes back out on top. It's entered to Mesher. Turnaround bank shot, too high off the glass this time. Berger snares it for Fort Loramie. Outlet to Rayanne Fry, who's in now. Rayanne's got it, right side of the court, jumping, shooting a triple, short, no good. Rebound in the lane, Maddie Brandewee. Her arm is grabbed, she hit the deck. The walk came after the foul. Ball out of bounds to the Redskins. 2:56 to go in quarter number 2. Rayanne Fry has seen action, a 5'5 junior for Fort Loramie. She's out there now. Here's an entry from out of bounds to Berger, gliding through the lane. The leaner, no good, but she's tagged on the wrist.
She did a nice job of switching that ball to her left hand. That's the second foul on Mesher.
Two on Mesher for Marion Local, and that's important. Free throw Berger, she nestles that one in. 16-8 Redskins. Mesher, 13 points a game for Marion Local, two personal fouls, and she has got to sit. She's on the bench with the couple personals. Berger, second free throw, danced all around the rim, hit about every centimeter of the iron, and kicked out. Rebounded by Marion Local, which throws it away, intercepted by Katie Hoing. Outlet to Hattie Meyer, down to Lupke. Lupke on the arc, bounce pass to Meyer straight away. 16-8 Redskins, 2:35 to go, quarter number two. Skip pass, cross court to Lupke, too high, off her fingertips, goes out of bounds. Neither team's floor game sharp here tonight.
19 turnovers, 10 by the Redskins, 9 by the Flyers.
Here's Marion Local throwing in, caught in backcourt by Macy Griesdorn. She dribbles up ahead to Kramer at center circle. On the flank, left side to Fessenmeyer. High left to Kramer. Near side pass goes to Chloe Bertke with 2:16 to go in the second quarter. Cross court pass. Uh-oh. Anticipated nicely by Hattie Meyer of Fort Loramie. Run out the other way. Missed it in the lane. Lupke for the stick back. She's got it. Well, you trail the play, Chuck. Good things happen.
That's what I say. Run the floor.
Nicely done, but Caitlin Lupke didn't give up on the fact that Hattie Meyer was surely going to make the shot because it did dance off the iron eventually. Lupke stuck it back in to give the Redskins a 10-point advantage, 18-8, with 2:02 to go here in the second quarter. Jessica Berger without a field goal, correct?
Yep, she has one free throw.
And this is the way life has gone somewhat for Fort Loramie in the last several weeks. Jessica not having to score 20 points or better, yet the Redskins are getting the job done offensively tonight. 17 points in the first half by players other than Jessica, who's got only one over guarding foul, Fort Loramie. Team six for the Redskins, not the 1-1 yet for the Flyers, who are behind 18-8 with a minute 47 to go, quarter number two. Marion Local inbounds, it's Allie Preter in backcourt to Jessie Kramer. She strides up the near side, choked off by two Redskin players. Gives it up to Fessenmeyer. High right to Griesdorn, who dribbles with the left hand into the lane. Redskins try to pry it loose, can't. Ball fed to Fessenmeyer. She travels through the top of the circle. Lupke with contact, foul. 1-1 now for Marion Local.
That'll be the second foul on Holly Fry.
90 seconds to go in the first half. Fry comes to the bench. How many points for Holly so far, Chuck?
Holly has four.
So Berger and Fry have five. The rest of the Redskins with 13. Free throw in by Fessenmeyer, who's come in off the bench for the Flyers, and she earned the bonus. 18-9 Redskins. Still 18-9. That ball hit the front rim, then the side back, and fell into the lap of the Redskins rebounder, Maddie Brandewey. Gave it up to Hoing. Baseline left, Rayanne Fry. Now to Maddie at the foul stripe. Minute 16 to go, first half. Here's Gasson between the rings. Dribbles off to the right. Still dribbling. Being checked closely, 20 feet away by Reithman. Now Katie Hoing comes out to get it. Minute to go in the first half. 18-9 Fort Loramie. Low scoring initial two quarters. Here's Rayanne Fry deep in the right corner. Wraparound pass below the rim to Lupke. Throws it up too strong, no good. Rebound foul line. Gasson, Fort Loramie missed the 15-foot J, and the Flyers come away with it. Down the floor, Preter, midcourt, hand off to Reithman. 42 seconds to go, first half. Ball dealt to Fessenmeyer, who enters the lane. Deals to Griesdorn, left corner. Through the top of the circle, lost the ball. Here comes Fort Loramie, half minute to go, first half. Rayanne Fry pulls up foul line, missed it, no good. And the rebound comes down to Marion Local with 22 seconds to go in the second quarter. Outlet to Jessie Kramer, picked up by Gasson. 16 ticks to go on the clock. Kramer bounces, left corner. Here's a drive by Preter. She meets resistance with 10 seconds left in the period. pitches it behind her for Griesdorn, and it goes off the court of play. Redskins now with the last shot chance, 10.2 remaining. Gaston to the timeline. On the bounce, 7 seconds to go. Coming out to catch Berger, left corner behind the arc. Steps inside it. Jump shot from 17, short. Rebounded by the Flyers, and the half finishes. Neither team sharp offensively. Bundle of turnovers in this game. And I attribute it to the fact that Fort Laramie's won the league championship. Marion Local playing this game very late in the season. A contest remaining against Parkway in the league on Thursday. Tournament action next Wednesday for the Flyers. Saturday for Fort Laramie. What's bothersome to each head coach, I'm sure, the number of floor mistakes, a lot of miscues, each team turning it over. And that oftentimes parlays into a poor shooting night, and that is the case. Senior night here at Fort Laramie. Congrats to the Fort Laramie Redskin 12th graders who will graduate this spring. Taylor Gaston, Olivia Quinter, Maddie Brandewee, Jessica Berger, Katie Hoing, and Holly Fry. Halftime here at Fort Laramie. Redskins up by a count of 18-9 over Marion Local. It's a good idea to get new tires before that next winter storm hits you. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Laramie, has a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper at M&A Muffler and Tires. Take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics, too. Free pickup and delivery. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. Next, our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Redskins up by 9, 18-9 over Marion Local on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Market. It's in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Halftime is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Fort Laramie ahead of Marion Local 18-9. Chuck, what's the story on this game so far?
Well, flat turnovers. Neither team playing offense very well. 16-9 rebounding advantage for Fort Laramie. 6-0 on the offensive boards. Marion Local turned the ball 12 times. Laramie turned it 10, both way too much. Both teams are 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Emily Mesher leads the Flyers with 6. Jesse Kramer with 2. And then Fessenmeyer had a free throw. They scored 6 and 3, 9 points for the half. Fort Laramie led by Olivia Quinter with 7. Then they got 4 from Holly Fry, 2 each from Brandewee, Luke Key and Gasson. A free throw from Jessica Berger. They scored 7 and 11, and they lead 18 to 9 at the half.
Good thing for the Redskins that Olivia Quinter is back.
Yeah, she came out and shot the ball well. And even the ones that she missed, they were good shots to get out of the offense right on the rim. Just didn't drop them because she could have had a boatload more.
18-9, Fort Loramie leads Marion Local. Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. A new, freshly produced Wilson Health Sports Medicine commercial featuring Kathy Egan, the mom of Ashley Egan, starting guard for the Sydney Lady Yellow Jackets. 18-9 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Nanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
And in 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fort Loramie 18, Marion Local 9, about 4 minutes away from the start of our second half. The Student Athlete Spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com is underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since the inception of ScoresBroadcast.com. More than 9 years ago, LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Tonight, we highlight a couple players from each team. For Fort Loramie, it's sophomore guard Hattie Meyer, who is the daughter of Ted and Joey Meyer. She is a 3.8 GPA student, active in volleyball, mathletes, art club, AAU basketball, youth ministry, and she is the secretary of her sophomore class. Hattie Meyer from Fort Loramie, undecided about her college career. She is a sophomore at Fort Loramie, an outstanding 3.8 GPA student. For Marion Local, we highlight Emily Mesher, 3.9 GPA. Mark and Tracy Mesher, her parents, participates in volleyball, track. She is senior class president, active in math and science clubs, and National Honor Society. Excuse me, she's visited Ohio State, UC, and Ohio Northern, and she is probably going to pursue a career in business. Emily Mesher of Marion Local, Hattie Meyer of Fort Loramie, highlighted tonight by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram on West Main and Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyers patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, and all over to Geyers. when Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922. He greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com. That's Geyers, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc., I-N-C.com. And so many thanks here tonight to a couple of new underwriting sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company on Rangeline Road in Rushi. The building market knows Francis Schulze as a distributor of many high-quality building products. Masonite, Superior aluminum columns and railing, Safeway garage doors, and more. Yes, the company's commitment to quality products makes it a top choice for dealers. And because of Francis Schulze and Rushi and other strong and healthy employers in the region, Rushi and the surrounding communities are a top choice in which to live, to work, to raise families, and to receive a quality, well-rounded education. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, proudly supporting the region's high school academic and athletic programs, promoted by scoresbroadcast.com. On the web at Francis Schulze, that's Schulze, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E.com. Second half underway, Marion Local, after Fort Loramie miss, blows a shot inside. Jessica Berger gets the rebound, a looping pass down the floor to Holly Fry, and Holly blows a layup right beneath the rim. Each team starting the second half with missed gimmies. An extension of the first half offensively, Fort Loramie. After Marion Local got the rebound and threw it away, Redskins grab it back. Here's Berger, foul line extended right, lipping the rim on a 16-footer. Rebound low on the right by Holly Fry, blocked out of bounds by Marion Local, but a foul. So many thanks to Ken Francis at Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. And Sydney Car Care in Sydney, owned and operated by Todd Brown and Corey Shreves. More than 40 years of car repair service between them at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney, between the hospital and the drive-in on 4th Avenue, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. For Sydney Car Care, prompt service, affordably priced, honest with you about your car's needs. Sydney Car Care in Sydney, 1080 4th Avenue. We have both free throws made by Fort Loramie. Was that Berger at the stripe, Chuck?
No, it was Holly Fry.
Holly Fry connected on each to give Fort Loramie a 20-9 lead. Just over a minute gone here in quarter number three. Flyers have the ball deep in the left corner. It is Berkey. Gives it up on top to Griesdorn. Throws outside the arc on the right to Preter. Being harassed by Berger. Now to Jesse Kramer between the circles. She veers off to the right. Berger shifts over to help the double team. Ball given up to Mesher outside the lane of the right. Starts to drive against Katie Hoyne. Pulls up and banks in a six-footer. Strong move by Mesher. Long throw, Fort Loramie down to Berger. Into the paint, stops, lays it up, and makes it. Good move, but Jessica let Mesher fly right past.
Well, Mesher had to let her shoot that because she didn't want to pick up her third foul.
22-11 in favor of the Redskins with 5:55 to go in the third. Deep right corner, Preter's got the ball for Marion Local. Down inside to Mesher, and she overshoots. Weak side rebound, Holly Fry to Gasson up to Lupke. Back to Gasson, 30 feet away. Here's Holly Fry, right corner Berger. Oh, down low on the right to Hoyne. Hoyne catches against Mesher, whom you said can't foul, Chuck, and she ignored guarding closely, and Katie Hoyne got it from point-blank range.
That was a good look by Berger, and, Mesher couldn't do anything about it.
Berger on the fine pass, 24-11 Redskins, 5:20 left to go, third quarter. Deeper in the right corner, Preter. Around the top of the circle to Kramer. Baseline left, Griesdorn. Shot hits the side of the glass. Good defense by Katie Hoyne. Long throw down the floor to Holly Fry. Holly makes it look easy. All the way to the bucket, a simple lay-in. Who are being blitzed in the first 3 minutes of the third quarter. Fort Loramie 26, Marion Local 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Chuck, what do you think now? A little more life from the Redskins here in the third period?
Yeah, I think they probably got awakened a little bit at halftime by Coach Siegel.
We have 10 players in backcourt right now. Fort Loramie putting on pressure full court style as Marion Local inbounds it, trailing 26-11. It goes to Mesher up the right side to Berkey. And now Berkey is freed up at the timeline, being guarded by Lupke. Ball sent up the floor into the right corner. Oh, it's caught by Fessenmeyer, baseline right beyond the Redskins' defense, and she sinks a 15-footer off the bench.
Yeah, I was going to say, she pulled up and shot that when she could have gone in for a layup. There was nobody between her and the basket.
Here's a pick and roll out high. Berger down into Holly Fry. Ball raked away. Lupke gets it back. Back to Berger, straight on for a triple. No good out to the left. Good offensive rebound. Yes, Quinter got the board and shot it through. Great game by Olivia Quinter tonight for Fort Loramie. Well, she's been everywhere, mid-range, beneath the basket, behind the arc, taking care of the basketball, passing it nicely. Here's a dribble drive by Marion Local. Entering the lane, it is Reithman, missed it off the back iron. Long rebound to her in the corner. Then her pass is batted, deflected. Maddie Brandewies got it for the Redskins, who lead 28-13. 4 to play in the third. Here's Berger zipping down the floor. Nice pass finding Holly Fry, and she's smacked by Mesher. Foul number 3.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was a great pass, and Holly did a good job of holding her ground and then going up and drawing the foul.
3 minutes, 57 seconds to go in the third quarter. Fry at the stripe for Fort Loramie. She's got 2 coming. The first hits the flange. Too much length on it. No good. Substitutions, both teams. Kara Evers on the floor now for Marion Local. 6'1 post player in for Mesher. Lupke sits down for Fort Loramie. Holly Fry aims and connects on free throw number 2. Brandewey, Meyer, Fry, Quinter, Berger for Fort Loramie. Ball being inbounded in backcourt by Marion Local. It's Griesdorn. Dishes to Reithman, and she's on the floor now. It's tugged away by Fort Loramie. Redskins on the steal. Myers got it, dribbling near the center line. Right side pass to Berger, guarded by Griesdorn. Looping it cross court, ball caught low on the left, and laid in by Hattie Meyer. Beautiful lob throw by Berger, who pitched it some 25 feet diagonally and probably a good 15 feet in the air, Chuck.
Yep, Meyer did a good job of getting to the spot, too. That's a nice play.
Terrific finish by Hattie Meyer, 31-13, Fort Loramie. How many points for the Redskins here in quarter number 3?
Well, they scored 13-4.
13 big points by Fort Loramie in less than 5 minutes here in the third quarter after scoring only 18 in the entire first half. Here's a tie-up. Marion Local is knotted between the top of the circle and the center line, and Fort Loramie benefits from the arrow Redskin possession.
Well, with Mesher out of the game, she has 8 points. They've only got 13. They're kind of in trouble offensively with not her being out there.
If limited for certain, if no one else is scoring other than Emily, and she is the go-to gal for Marion Local at 13 points a game. She's got 4 buckets tonight on the bench now with 3 fouls. Shot missed by Fort Loramie. Marion Local heaves it down the floor, and the Redskins get a fist on it and drive it up into the stands with 2:56 to go in the third quarter. 18-point lead, Fort Loramie, 31-13. Here's Evers at the timeline.
Now to Reithman, 30 feet away. Reithman on the dribble. Fakes left, goes right. Picked up by Katie Hoing. Hands it back off to a teammate, Fessenmeyer. And Fort Loramie gets a fingertip on it. It goes out of bounds. 2:42 to go, third quarter. 31-13, Fort Loramie. It is inbounded to Griesdorn. Ball high overhead. Foul line, below the foul stripe in the lane. Banks up an eight-footer. Missed it, no good. Rebound, Brandewey. Outlet pass picked off, but a foul. The reason it wound up in the hands of Kramer in backcourt is because Griesdorn got a piece of the passer. Jarred her. The ball wound up short. Common foul. Redskins get the possession. Berger comes off the floor. So it's Brandewey out there with Katie Hoing, Hattie Meyer, Gasson, and Quinter. 25 feet away, Quinter. Foul line, Brandewey puts it on the deck, drives right down the lane all the way to the cup, and it rolled off. Tough break for her. Hit the back iron, went to the front, fell to the floor. Rebound knocked out by the Redskins.
She's getting to the rim. Earlier she was having trouble because Mesher was in there. Now that one just rolled off on her.
In backcourt, Griesdorn for Marion Local up the left side. Picked up by Fessenmeyer. Hand off to Jesse Kramer. Oops, somebody picked up a pivot foot. Another turnover, Flyers. 2:09 left in the third quarter, 31-13 Fort Loramie. Redskins had won seven straight coming in. Beating Fairlawn, Miami East, Rushi, Anna, St. Henry, Jackson Center, and Houston on Saturday. 62-33. There's a dump down inside. Quinter fed it to Hoing. Katie turns, leaves it short, knocked out of bounds by Marion Local.
Well, Evers is 6'1 also, so that was tough to shoot over top of her.
Ball inbounded, foul line extended left to Holly Fry. She's decked on the floor. Another foul, Flyers. Team's fourth, and Fort Loramie inbounds baseline left of the goal. Underneath to Holly Fry. Boy, she's got good position on Evers. And that is a sure thing right there. Simply done by Holly Fry. Easy does it. Here's a pass inbounds by Marion Local, stroked away by Fort Loramie in backcourt. Redskins giving the Flyers a dose of some heat on defense right now.
Well, that's what you do when you're having trouble running your offense. You win the game with your defense, and that's how they've scored their points here in the second half.
Sure is, Chuck. Fort Loramie has really stepped it up defensively. Here's Kramer, 25 feet away, double team. Rayanne Fry, Hattie Meyer, both near the basketball. Not sure there was a clean tie-up. The referee does motion jump, and the arrow allows Marion Local to keep it. Ball to be inbounded by the Flyers, Preter. Looks, and it goes right to Rayanne Fry at Fort Loramie. Outlet to Gasson. Cross court to Hattie Meyer. And Hattie goes barreling in from the left wing. Shot hits the underneath side of the glass. That's because she was hammered. Two free throws. Hattie Meyer fouled Jesse Kramer of Marion Local with 91 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Free throw Hattie Meyer. Very high and short. No good. 20-point lead Fort Loramie, 33-13. Second foul shot by Hattie, who dips the knees and makes that one. 34-13, Redskins. Minute 30 left. Kramer to midcourt, right side pass. Goes to Mesher. Oh, nice give and go right back to Kramer. Threw it up there hard. Rebound Griesdorn right in front. She's pounded on the shoulder, and she earns two at the stripe with a minute 22 to go in the third quarter. Griesdorn at the line for Marion Local. First shot in the air, swish, she's got it. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Geiger's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. And the free throws by Marion Local, both good. 34-15 Fort Loramie. Here's a baseline left jump shot. Bouncing around, no good. Lupke couldn't get it to fall. Almost went in. Flyers snared the board. with a minute to go in the third quarter. Here's a ball looped ahead by Marion Local, intercepted by Holly Fry. Backcourt it goes to Gasson up over the timeline. On the bounce, still dribbling. Oops, got two hands on it just momentarily as she wanted to pass it.
Wasn't open.
Didn't give it away. Official spotted the two hands on the ball ever so briefly. Violation Redskins. Here come the Flyers. 44 seconds to go in the third. Dribbling down the lane. Reithman all the way to the rim. Banked it. It rolled out. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Lupke's got it in backcourt. Gives it up to Gasson. Gasson at the timeline. Dribbling. Throws down to Rayanne Fry in the right corner. Into the lane to Katie Hoyne. Oh, good high-low action. She dumped it down even lower to Holly Fry. Katie from about 14 feet away. Fed it to Holly 4 feet away, and she got the gimme. And then here's Holly Fry with a swat away at midcourt, knocked it free, drives down the floor, stops in the lane. Mesher blocks it away from the back. 2 seconds to go. There's a running shot toward the iron by Berkey of the Flyers. No good as the third quarter finishes. Fort Loramie 36, Marion Local 15 at the end of three quarters tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family owned, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. On the web at TomJerry's.com. TomJerry's.com. Early seconds, fourth quarter, turnover each way. 7:38 remaining. Fort Loramie in the lead, 36-15 with the ball at the timeline is Jessica Berger. Coming out to catch Katie Hoyne, straddling the arc. Gives it up to Fry, finding Berger, lonesome underneath, tries to reverse it to the left side of the rim, hacked at the last second by Marion Local. Two free throws for Jessica. What does Jessica have in this game, Chuck, in the way of field goals?
She has one. She has 3 points total.
Free throw, Berger, front rim, back rim, off. Second shot coming for her. Ball bounce back to Jessica Berger, who eyes the bucket. Second foul shot attempt is short as well. Each one, stiff arm just a little bit. Marion Local gathered the rebound. 36-15, Redskins. Here's Marion Local with a deflected pass picked off by Berger. Outlet to Lupke. Dashing in from the left wing all the way to the rack. Got it. Oh, what a drive by Lupke. She was going at a hectic pace down the floor. Maintained her balance. Banked it in off the square. Was fouled to boot. She's at the stripe for a plus one. Fort Loramie's guards, as you have noted many times, Chuck, over the last few weeks, have improved, and it's now becoming a strength of this team.
I'll tell you, you got Jessica Berger, who's 1-for-4 from the free throw line, 3 points, and you're still up 24 points. You're having a pretty nice night.
Mm-hmm. Against the 10-10 Marion Local Flyers, who have come very close this year to beating the likes of Minster and New Knoxville. How about that? Played them each right down to the final buzzer.
Beat a couple of Division I schools, too, in Salina and St. Mary's.
Mm-hmm. Yep, turnover Marion Local. Redskins with the ball back. Lupke with a brilliant three-point play seconds ago. 39-15 Redskins. Here's the ball entered way out of the right. Quinter. Bounce pass down inside to Fry. Low block right side. Backs her defender down. Foul. Marion Local. 6:48 to go in the game. Two-shot situation here for Fry. Fouled in the act of shooting. Redskins need to concentrate on foul shooting the rest of this game. Boy, that's a facet of tournament play, Chuck, that decides close tournament contests, no doubt about it.
Yeah, when it gets a little farther along, you better be able to shoot free throws.
Holly Fry swishes one, second one, soft touch, front rim, back rim, and through. Holly Fry comes out. After a slow start, she has played solidly here tonight against Marion Local.
Well, she's got 15 now.
6:45 to go in the game, 41-15 Fort Loramie. Here's Evers, top of the key for Marion Local. Ball high overhead. Outside the arc, near side to Reithman. Straight away dealt to Preter. Alley's got the ball, dribbles to the right. Still on the arc. Deep in the right corner, dealt to Bertke. Outside the arc, near side, Reithman. Overplay by Quinter, who can't steal. Here's a dribble drive below the foul line. Reithman hits a 13-footer. She drains it, 41-17 in favor of Fort Loramie. Just over six to play in the fourth quarter. Berger to Quinter in the corner. Enters into the lane to Katie Hoing. Foul stripe to Brandewee. Back to Quinter on the arc. Oh, dribble drive around a couple flyers. All the way to the cup. Oh, it hangs and comes off, but a foul called. Two free throws for Olivia as she was driving and leaping from the floor to score, Chuck. The Redskins bench came off their feet collectively. They were about ready to yell out a huge roar for Olivia, who swishes the free throw. How many points for her tonight?
Olivia's got 10 now.
42-17, Fort Loramie. 5:57 to go in the game. Second free throw, Olivia. Front rim, backboard to the front and off. Rebounded by Evers of Marion Local. Hand off a backcourt to Reithman up the right side. It's fed to Bertke. Bertke dribbles through the top of the key, checked by Berger. Left corner, Reithman falls down, gives it up to Preter. Foul stripe, veers off into the right corner. Hands to Evers, guarded by Katie Hoing. On the arc to Preter. Fighting an open player down low, it's Griesdorn. She caught it, spun, made it. Whistle blew before the successful goal. Foul, Redskins, ball out of bounds to Marion Local.
That was a tough call right there. I thought that basket should have counted.
Ball inbounded, Preter, foul line, down inside to Evers, low in the right. Turn around, Jay, eight-footer, hit the back rim, Karam DeHoing of Fort Loramie. Outlet to Quinter, 5:22 to go in the game, 42-17 Redskins. Foul line, Hoing, shot fake, leans in, banker is good. Nice play, Katie Hoing. Was a bit crowded on the 14-footer. Ducked under, put it on the floor once, made a leaner. Right square off the middle of the glass. 5 minutes to go in the game, 44-17 Fort Loramie. Redskins at the half had just 18 points, 7 in the first quarter. Much better last 8 or 10 minutes for the Redskins. 25 feet away, dribbling is Bertke. Outside the arc, Preter coming out to get Griesdorn. Head of the key, lofting a long one. In and out, no good. Tough break on the three try. Rebound, Hoing. Clawed away by Reithman below the rim. Tie up. Arrow says it's Flyers ball.
Katie's got to be stronger than that with the basketball.
Maddie Brandewee, Abby Holdhouse on the floor for Fort Loramie. Abby checks in, 5'10 sophomore. Inbounded to Preter, far left corner for Marion Local. She glides through the lane, gives it up to Bertke, right side of the floor, into Evers. Over the shoulder was Holdhouse. Still not the bonus for Marion Local.
Holdhouse is a name we're going to be calling a lot in the next couple of years for the Redskins.
Yep. She's got fine offensive skills. She'll sharpen her defensive play and be a high-quality performer for head coach Carla Siegel. trade on top of the key. Evers gives it up to Preter. Cross court near side to Bertke for Marion Local. Guarded there by Hattie Meyer, who jars her with the right shoulder. Foul called. Still no 1-1 for the Flyers. 4 minutes, 14 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 44-17 Fort Loramie. Ball inbounded. Straight away, caught there by Preter. Preter looks down inside. Guarded by Lupke at the foul stripe now. Ball handed off to the driver. Reithman splits a couple defenders. Hacking foul, Fort Loramie. Marion Local's got to be in the 1-1 sooner or later, Chuck.
Well, it was 9-1 team fouls here just a second ago, so they're catching up a little bit.
44-17, Fort Loramie. 4:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Flyers have the ball. Top of the circle, Marion Local on the dribble. It is Preter. Preter to Fessenmeyer. Fessenmeyer enters the lane, gives it to Evers, squares up right in front, 8-footer, hit the back rim, no good, rebound Fort Loramie. Here comes Hattie Meyer up and over the timeline. 3:40 to go here in the fourth. Ball caught, left corner. Good pass on the play by Meyer to Brandewee. Good drive, pull up, and lays it in from 4 feet away. Well, Maddie Brandewee's been driving the ball to the basket well. Did it again right then. 46-17 Redskins. 3:19 to go in the fourth. Ball high overhead, but Fessenmeyer coming out to get it. Is a teammate. It throws to Bertke, far right side, and the pivot foot is dragged. Violation, Flyers.
Well, it was 12-10 turnover ratio in the first half, Marion Local and Loramie. Loramie's turned it once in the second half. Marion Local's turned it 12 more times.
Better play from Fort Loramie, final two quarters, perhaps produced by a pep talk at the break.
Well, they just need to wake up a little bit.
Fort Loramie girls in action, first round of sectional tournament play. Saturday at 4, the number one seed takes on Riverside. Here's a drive right down the teeth of the Marion Local defense by Stang. Sarah Stang took the ball at the foul stripe, and she burrowed her way right down the paint to the basket and scored the shot. Good play by Stang.
Well, she's been getting JV time now, and I think that's made her more aggressive when she gets into the varsity games.
Sarah, 5'9 junior. Marion Local in the half court foul, Fort Loramie with 2:44 to play in the fourth. 48-17 Redskins. Marion Local plays Parkway on Thursday, then starts tournament action 1 week from tomorrow against Hardin Northern. Ball inbounded by Marion Local. Holdhouse claws it away, hands it off on the play to Meyer. Good steal by Abby. Hattie to the timeline for Fort Loramie. Veers off to the left, gives it to Rayanne Fry. Looking for Stang in the lane. Meyer starts to drive, pulls up Rayanne Fry, left corner. She hoists up a three, short, no good. Rebound Marion Local. 2:18 to go in the fourth. Here come the Flyers down the floor in the lane. Stop shot, 8 feet, short, no good. Rebound Hunter Bargy of Fort Loramie. Bargy in off the bench, 5'11 junior. Outside the arc, near side Holdhouse, baseline right. Rayanne Fry behind a screen, missed it, short, no good. Bargy got the rebound, overshot it. Rebound in the lane by Stang, driving. Ball knocked loose by Marion Local. Here come the Flyers. And it's stolen, though, in backcourt by Fort Loramie. Taken right away by Holdhouse, who drives to the rim and knocks it down. Alert play by Abbey. 50-17 Redskins. A minute 37 to go in the fourth. Marion Local on the dribble, 25 feet away. And here's a long three ball. It's a beauty by Fessenmeyer. She's made a couple of open shots in this game. That one from three-point land, nothing but net. Nylon all the way, perfect. Outstanding shot by Fessenmeyer, 50-20 in favor of Fort Loramie. A minute 7 to go in the game. Left side pass, Stang for Fort Loramie. Cross court to Rayanne Fry, on top to Hattie Meyer. Redskins content to throw it around. A minute to go. Meyer steps forward, goes foul line. Running jumper missed off the flange. Rebound down to Marion Local. Here comes Fessenmeyer. Loops it right side of the floor. back on the play to Fessenmeyer. Gives it behind her to a teammate who chucks up a three. It's missed by Emily Kollig, a 5'6 sophomore, but the stick back is good. Rebound by the Flyers. Who got the goal, Chuck?
Somebody that's not in my book.
Was it 14?
Yes, it was.
Emily Kollig, who shot it, followed, and then I looked down to check my roster. Kollig followed, got the rebound, and dropped it through. And here's Rayanne Fry, far right wing for Fort Laramie, and she buries a triple. Good-looking bomb by Rayanne Fry with 8 seconds to go in the game, and the Redskins up at 31. Dribbling 20 feet away, Marion Local down to a second left, and that's it. The Fort Laramie Redskins, after a sluggish start, pull away to romp over Marion Local 53-22. So many thanks to our fine Fort Laramie game sponsors here tonight. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. And don't forget Brookins in Fort Laramie. It's been a fixture since the late 1800s. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins, 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins, BRUCKENS-USA.com. And so many thanks tonight to Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Reiss, R-E-I-S-S, providing high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, upgrades, tutoring, custom builds, data recovery, data transfer, and more. Plus, Adams Tech Solutions repairs iPods, iPads, phones, handhelds. Adam Reiss, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948. Adam Reiss, R-E-I-S-S. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Fort Laramie Redskins now 18-4 to close out the regular season. Playing Riverside at 4 on Saturday in round 1. The number 1 seed Fort Laramie Club will tip off at 4 o'clock against Riverside. We've got the games for you from the Sydney Girls Division 4 sectional on Saturday, beginning at 12:45 p.m. on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Laramie concluding the regular season 18-4. Marion Local now 10-11 on the year as the Flyers drop below the 500 mark. They'll play Parkway at home on Thursday to wind up the regular season and Midwest Athletic Conference play before going up against Hardin Northern next Wednesday to start the tourney. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring.
Well, for Marion Local, they had nobody in double figures. Mesher, who was kind of saddled with foul trouble tonight, she had 8. Fessenmeyer had 6. Nobody else had more than 2. On the other side, everybody in the scorebook except for Hunter Bargey scored for the Redskins, led by Holly Fry with 15 and Olivia Quinter with 10. And Olivia Quinter, by virtue of her start to the game and the way she had 7 points at halftime, got the Redskins going a little bit and pushed out to that 9-point lead at halftime. She is our Clancy's player of the game.
She earned it. Excellent game by Olivia. Good to see that she is back after a bout of mononucleosis. Redskins need her as she complements the guard play. It's a core of outstanding guards now who are taking care of the ball better and shooting it better. It's become a strength of the Fort Laramie team. Jessica Berger again tonight held to how many?
Jessica had 3.
3 points, 1 field goal. But as has been the case in the last couple weeks, Chuck, Jessica can be off her game, and the Redskins still win because of so much help.
Well, if they win by 31, and Jessica gets 3, you'll take that any day of the week.
Yep, sure will. Olivia Quinter, the Clancy Star of the Game recipient, Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's. Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Again, so many thanks to a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, on the web at Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S, Schulze, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E.com. The building market knows the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi as a superb distributor for many high-quality products. The company's commitment to quality products makes it a top choice for building dealers in the region, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. And thanks as well to Sydney Car Care, owned by Todd Brown and Corey Shreves in Sydney. 1080 4th Avenue, open Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. Prompt service, affordably priced, honest with you about your car's needs. Sydney Car Care, some 40 years of car repair service. Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, Sydney Car Care. Open 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, 4th Avenue in Sydney. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly, plus a new location in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. The Bluffton University MBA Program. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Keep in mind now, Frisch's opening up at 6 a.m. for you Monday through Saturday. Frisch's, all locations, Monday to Saturday, opening at 6. The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. On-time high-tech computer solutions. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship. And from Fort Loramie, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Chuck, our next webcast is the final regular season boys game, Anna at Jackson Center. Jackson Center needs a victory to get at least a share of the Shelby County League Championship. Of course, should Jackson Center win, Rushi lose at Botkins, the Tigers would take it outright. Should Rushi win, Jackson lose, Raiders get it outright. As of this moment, they're tied, both at 10-1.
Well, if you look at the tournament draw, it looks like more people were had a fear of Rushi than they did Jackson Center, even though Jackson Center got the number one seed. The last time that Anna and Jackson Center played at Anna, really, Anna had no problem with them. They won by double figures. Jackson Center's going to be on their game Friday night. Anna is no walkover.
Looking forward to that very much. Tip off at 8, webcast time 7:40. That's Friday night for Anna at Jackson Center. Shelby County League Boys Championship on the line. It goes right down to the wire, a photo finish. Jackson Center and Rushi are tied. And girls sectional basketball on Saturday for you. First game's at 1. We open the webcast for the day at 12:45 p.m. First webcast at 1 o'clock. 4 games for you in succession on Saturday afternoon. Looking forward to all of that, too. And hopefully the weather cooperates. I don't see any big snow in the near future, at least based on forecasts a few hours ago.
No, I think we're going to be okay.
And down south got hit pretty hard in the last 24 to 48 hours, but nothing up this way, just a dusting. So for Rhett Jisch, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Fort Loramie. on the Dickman Supply Scoreboard. Final tally, Fort Laramie Redskins win it 53-22 over Marion Local.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.